There was not found the like to him who kept the law of the Most High. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate one of the great Pope saints, Saint Pius V, who ruled the Church in the 16th century. We remember him as the great Pope of the Rosary and also in reforming the Church Divine Office and Missal. But he is also a great example of a Christian who always kept the law and rules of God as his guidance, despite what people might think of him. And as Pope, he was always ready to serve God's justice. He once called his nephew, named Paul Ghislieri, to Rome and named him a governor and the captain of the papal guard. But unhappily, nephew in that high office committed a fault and, to further disgrace himself, escaped the consequences by cheating. So Saint Pius V then called him, promptly fired him from all of his offices. And then the Pope took a lighted taper, held that in front of his worthless nephew, and said, "Before this taper burns out, you must leave Rome and the papal states." One of the acts with which Saint Pius V showed how unconditionally he was prepared to do the will of God was how he dealt with England. A cruel king named Henry VIII had declared himself the head of the Church in England and started to name his own bishops, not caring about the rights of the Pope. He even abandoned his wife and attempted to marry another woman. But when this evil king died, his daughter, named Mary, became Queen of England. Mary was a good and righteous queen who asked from the Pope for her country the absolution from the sin of heresy and schism. The Parliament was once again declared Catholic, and there was great rejoicing in Rome. The persecution of the English Church came to an end. Mass was again established in all the churches in London, and the people were loud in their declarations of loyalty to the Holy See. Mary had a half-sister named Princess Elizabeth, and as great as was her joy of seeing her dear country return to true faith, was to see her sister also restored to the Church. In humility and in obedience to her conscience, Elizabeth also renounced the practice of Protestant worship and returned to the Catholic faith. She accompanied her sister Mary to Mass and even established a chapel in her private residence. When Mary died, Princess Elizabeth was declared queen. She was crowned with great pomp and by a Catholic bishop. But she soon returned to the Protestantism of her fathers and was ready to establish that religion by fire and sword. In her coronation, she had took the solemn oath to defend the known Catholic religion and to protect its ministers. But she became a traitor, made herself the head of the English Church under the title of Sovereign Governess of the Church of England in things spiritual and temporal. Because Elizabeth had been a Catholic who had now apostatized, Saint Pius V, who was now the Pope, had to exercise his rule as a righteous judge and excommunicate her, declare her outside the church. This excommunication fell like a thunderbolt upon England. When condemning her, Saint Pius V used very severe language, saying that Elizabeth had seized the throne of England and destroyed the worship of the true religion, which the legitimate Queen Mary, who was so commendable to the respect of posterity, had succeeded in establishing by the efforts of her own powerful hand. As the true judge, who was obliged to follow the rules of God, Saint Pius V was now convinced that Elizabeth's heart was more than ever hardened. So with very stern words, the Pope used his apostolical authority and declared Elizabeth to be a heretic and therefore separated from the unity of the body of Lord Jesus Christ. Meantime, Elizabeth continued to imprison all who faithfully professed the Catholic faith in England. Saint Pius V sent his legates to all the powers to invite them to aid the Englishmen who were suffering for their faith. And the English Catholics now had to go underground like early Christians and suffer persecution. The freedom of the Church, which was so gloriously restored under Mary, seemed now lost under her sister Elizabeth. But Saint Pius V, for the whole time in those few years he reigned as Pope, showed himself a loving father of the persecuted English Catholics. In the various places where the exiled English Catholics were assembled, he zealously undertook the care of ministering to their needs. In fact, the last public act this saintly Pope ever committed was strengthen the persecuted English Catholics. During the early months of 1572, Saint Pius V had to go through a torturous suffering because of his illness. He exclaimed, "Lord, increase the suffering, but if it please thee, increase the patience also." On the 21st of April, he visited the seven churches on Rome, and on arriving at St. John Lateran, he had agreed to meet a number of English Catholic exiles. He spoke to them most affectionately and ordered assistance to be given to them. Then he returned to the Vatican and was obliged to be assisted to his bed and received the last sacraments. And a few days afterwards he died on the 1st of May 1572, aged 68 years. And after his death, in his chamber were found 13,000 crowns, which his master of the chamber held at the disposal for the relief of unforeseen necessities for English Catholics. Dear children, Saint Pius V, not only being a great reformer and a zealous worker for the Holy Church of God, was also a true father for the persecuted faithful in England. And in his fierce zeal for justice, he was forced to take action against evil Princess Elizabeth, even though he knew that this would mean very dark times for English Catholics. They had been flourishing under Good Sister, and now they were reduced to catacombs under the Evil Sister. Easiest solution for the father of whole Christendom would have been to ignore the crimes of Elizabeth and try to negotiate two churches, Protestant and Catholic, to live together, tolerating one another. But the road to sanctity cannot often be achieved by compromises. For Saint Pius V was, as the epistle says, a great priest, and there was not found the like to him who kept the law of the Most High. He understood that the greatest favor which he could give to his children in faith was to exhort them, both by his words and by his actions, always to keep the Catholic faith pure and intact. And if this should bring persecution to them, they should be happy that they are persecuted for the sake of Christ, because by saving their own souls, they would truly show themselves victorious over their enemies. Remember this, children, that a road to heaven is often filled with dangers, but it never goes astray. And as St. Pius V said, if God should grant you suffering, trusting in him, he grants you patience of cross and victory as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.